Boom. Welcome to Fat to Fit or Else, the show where we talk about almost everything but fitness. And today I'm going to kick it back to our roots. I'm going to get back and do a lot of fitness talk today. I will bitch and moan and groan and talk about my life and let you laugh at me and the dumb things that have happened to me recently. But I'm going to try to get back to some normalcy here on the show. I haven't got back to normalcy of working out, even though today I got a hell of a walk in. Ice and I walked and walked and walked today. I did not work. I took a day to myself and chilled. And that's the best thing. I'm in such a better mood when I have at least a day, one day off in a week. And I don't have to be an employee of my wife. Oh, God. So, that was good. I'm spending way too much money, though, as we move. And this isn't even for our freaking house. This isn't even the rebuild I'm spending money on. It's moving into the apartment. And I know people are saying, wait a minute, you're moving into an apartment, you're paying rent, that's the landlord's responsibility. No, this is like a favor deal. This is like, hey, we're cool. Our insurance is paying the rent, yes, but we're long story. It's family. It's a thing. So we are cleaning it up and getting it ready. That's the best way to describe this. So that's what we're doing. That's why I'm doing all of this. We have a guy we've hired who's doing it. He had just been really busy and couldn't start, so we were doing all of the work until he could come over and get going, and he has been back. So hopefully he'll bang this out in another week, and then we will be moved, and that'll be a whole nother Oprah of me living with my wife and trying not to kill her. That's all I can say. I was at 5 minutes. 5 minutes, I was done with her on Saturday. I was like, I had to excuse myself. Oh, man. It's going to be different, that's for sure. But, you know, it is what it is, and make the most of it. I've been through worse. I've had it worse than I do right now, so I am blessed. Let's get into some fitness talking before I ramble on about my other stuff. A couple of things. As we talk about a couple stories, one is that I liked, especially as I'm getting old and tore up. And like I say, I just doing work around the house, painting and shoveling or anything like that. My lower back kills me for 2 days. My back's been sore all day today, and I didn't do that much yesterday. Yesterday was, you know, just working on the house. I didn't even paint. I built some furniture. Had to sit on the ground to build the furniture, and my back's killing me today. It's ridiculous. I'm that kind of old. And if you want to make that stuff better, a good core exercise is recommended. And I found an article that talks about if you get a kettlebell, like a, let's say, 15-pound, depending on your weight and your strength level, get a kettlebell and do a kettlebell core workout. You can really replace having to do planks, crunches, and sit-ups. It's as equal to those. Because a kettlebell, remember, that's the one that's like a big metal ball with a handle on it. And you do a lot of swinging of it. Be careful. God, please don't drop that on your toe or flip it across your apartment when suddenly you become, you know. And that's one thing, too. As you progress in a workout, you start flipping it around. You get a little reckless. That's how you hurt yourself. So be careful. But swinging a kettlebell around, holding it up over your head, all of that is core stabilization. It kicks in all of those muscles, which are the same muscles you get from planking, from crunching, from sit-ups. And if you don't like those, and most people don't, it's annoying to do core all the time. It's another way to do it. It's also something to keep you from getting bored. I highly recommend mixing up your workout to beat the boredom bug. And it also will get you past plateaus if you change up your workout a lot. So try that. Try a kettlebell core workout. You can look it up online. There's a million of them. Start at the lowest level. Sling that thing around. Be careful not to hurt your back. But I thought was just very, very good to advice to get going. Now, I found another article, and it talks about the amount of push-ups you should be able to do for your age. And I have it broken down for men and for women. And it's not much, considering I'm old as hell and I would be at the bottom end of this entire list. I'd say, knock on wood, I have not done a single push-up since I blew my shoulder out and have had the surgery, and now I'm afraid to. Body weight exercises are really good. Push-ups, pull-ups, all that stuff is great. However, when you're a fat ass like me and you weigh a ton, that's a lot of weight, and I'm terrified to do even body weight exercises with my shoulder. I've done nothing to test it, and I don't want to because my doctor drilled into my head, if I blow it out again, I have to replace the entire shoulder, and I'm not doing that. So if you are 25 years old, this says you should be able to do 28 push-ups at one time if you are a man, and 20 push-ups at one time if you are a woman, and that's where you should be in your fitness level. Let's jump up 10 years. If you're 35 years old and you're a man, that's 21 push-ups you should be able to do at one time. And if you are a woman, you should be able to do 19. I've always been able to do 20. Always. Like, that I've measured. And I haven't been 25 for a long-ass time. So, I was really good up until the shoulder injury. Now, I don't know if I could do even what it says for old bastards like me. If you're 45... as a man, you should be able to do 16 push-ups at once, and a woman only 14. At that point, that's very close. Men and women should be doing equal amount of push-ups at 45 years old, basically, men doing just two more. And then when you're 55, and this is the last cutoff, because I think at 65, they're like, just be glad you're not dead. Just joking if you're 65. If you're 55 and you're a man, you should be able to do 12 push-ups at once, and if you are a woman, you should be able to do 10. Yeah, I've never not been able to do 10. Any time at the fattest non-working out part of my life, someone be like, you bet you can't do 10 push-ups. I'm like, put your money down. I'll take that. That's always been easy for me to do. Not now, I don't know. I haven't done it. Haven't tried it. I'm terrified. But there you go. Hopefully you should be able to do all of that. That's good. If you are a mom, a new mom, doctors say you should get 2 to 4 hours a week of vigorous workout activity once you were cleared by your doctor early on after your delivery. You should be getting back to working out. That it is very good for your overall well-being. And I know, let's face it, vanity is the true reason women get back to working out after the baby. They're like, I gotta get skinny again. That baby blew out my body. Oh, I gained 175 pounds, that little baby that weighed 8 pounds. What happened? I'll tell you what happened. You ate a lot. La vaca, you chowed down. That's what happened. I'm looking in the mirror. I'm talking to myself. When I gain weight, I know what it is. But it's always funny when women gain, like, they're like, wow, you gained 75 pounds. Well, really? Because the baby weighed 8. So, huh? It's a lot of weight. And that's why women get to working out. But that's not what this article is about. This article is more about your overall health in general. It's just really good for you to get back to working out. And it makes you want to suffocate your baby less when it cries and stays up all night and is colicky and is a little mofo. Isn't it weird? Here's the amazing thing about having children. I love babies, by the way. Love babies. But we love them so much, and they're so cute, and they're obviously your clone, so you love them even more, that we forget what a nightmare pain in the ass is. And God, heaven help us, women. Women forget how incredibly painful and body-wrecking it is to have a child and go back and have another one. You're like, well, you're having another kid. You had a kid before and you're having another one? Why do you hate yourself? And same for dads. You're like, wait a minute. I realize we can't leave the house for like the next 2 years. We can't do anything. We can't even have people over because we can't get the little monster sick. Why does it cry all the time? Why can't we sleep? Why are we walking around like zombies? Oh, let's have another one. Okay. That's great. Let's just spit out another one. This would be awesome. And then the guy's like, I'm down. If you're down, you're the one that's going to get your vagina wrecked, get stretch marks, and tear your body up, and gain a bunch of weight that you just lost. But yeah, sure, let's have another one. Let's go for it. It's crazy. Like, it's insane how we forget. It's like, they're so cute, they give us amnesia at how awful they are to have one. How insanely awful they are. So, that being said, getting back to really working out, not only your main vanity goal of getting back to looking good and looking like you were pre-baby, but it also is very mentally mental health wise, it is very good to get back to that vigorous exercise as soon as you can after. Now, here's the story that I'm going to harp on that I've harped on here before. And it is such a good work. I'm seriously, I've said this and said this, and I had the gym at the house, and I was afraid of it after I blew my shoulder out, because I know me, and I'm a knucklehead Neanderthal that's like, ooh, Hulk, lift weights now. Lift heavy. Yes, I'm old, but I lift big, heavy weights, because I'm a monster. I'm Sasquatch. And that's bad. That's not good. Especially at my age, you got to slow it down and back it up. And there is a workout that I have known for the longest time is probably the best full body workout you can do. And I kept saying, I'm going to get one of these. And it's weird that it's not more popular. And I'm talking, of course, about row machines, rowing. It's the best workout you can do. For your money, for your time, there's nothing better. I know people love to go to cycle classes and get up there and like, okay, yay, team. Let's go, Lady Gaga. Hoo, hoo, hoo. I was born like this. Blah, 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 blah. Shut up. Right in there, a bunch of fucking spandex-wearing freaks. No. Why aren't people doing, in general, more rowing classes? Because it is the absolute best workout you can do. 85% of your body's muscles are engaged, not in a workout, in each stroke on the rowing machine. Quads, hammies, obliques, abs, lats, triceps, biceps, forearms. You're getting it all. You're hitting everything. And you're doing that. And the best thing of all, the thing where I could sing the praises of this workout, the ultimate, it's low impact. It does not jar your joints. It is not going to hurt you. If you have a bad knee, sure, if you have a bad knee or something like that, and you're doing any sort of exercise, it might ache a little, but it's not going to be like you went running around a track. God, running is horrible. Running is terrible. And I know some of you, I love it. I love to run. The runner's high. Oh, high my balls. Shut up. It's horrible for you. It is horrible for you. Every single person I know, especially the one that I live with, who is big into running. Well, I don't live with her anymore, but I will live with her again shortly. The one I'm married to. Has serious problems. A couple of our friends, my wife and I have like our best couple friend. They both were doing, got into like mini triathlons, and they were totally into it. And they were running and doing all this stuff. Both of them effed up their backs. One ended up having to have back surgery, the knee surgery. Like, there's just, it's horrible for you. It is horrible for you. It is so bad. It's a young person's game, running, unless you're gifted. Also, if you're very light, if you're a heavy person, it's a great way to lose weight. It's also a great way to completely destroy your knees and ankles, because your fat ass pounding on that cartilage is bad effing news. My hand is up because I am that person. It is a nightmare. So the rowing machine, most gyms have one or two. They're not that popular, so there's not that many. But if you can get one in your house, then they're not about as much as a treadmill. You can get one. There's some that are even cheaper. It's just the greatest workout you could do. You jump on there and just woof, woof, woof. Pull, pull, pull. It's fun. I've done them before, and I like it, but it's a lot of cardio work, and that's great too. I mean, we all need to do more cardio, but if you're out there getting your cardio on, why not do it on a row machine? It's the best. 85% of your muscles per stroke. It is a full body workout. It burns calories. It does cardio. It does everything you want in a great workout. And you can 30 minutes on a row machine, probably 20 on a row machine, to be honest. 30 at moderate, I think if you were going hard for 30, man, you would really be killing it. But I can't recommend it enough. It is absolutely amazing. Also, something you don't want to buy a home gym for your house, or you don't have the room for a home gym. Every row machine I've seen, they either fold or they kind of come apart pretty easy. You could put that thing in a closet. It's not that big. It's not like a big giant weight machine. You set that thing up, you do it in your apartment, and get your row on. Row, row, row your boat, bitches. So that is my workout talk for today. I really recommend that. I'm seriously need to follow my own advice, and I do have a little area at the apartment where I could get one. But at this point, it's just affording stuff because you're investing everything into the new place, and not the new place, the new house that will be rebuilt. I went there also on Saturday with my wife, went back to the dirt lot, and just, it never gets easier. It never gets easier. I'm more sad every time I go there. I mean, I'm happy to see progress being made. And the coolest thing of all, we had a palm tree that had some green at the top, which means it's not dead. First sign of life on any of the trees. All the other trees are pretty much dead. And then we had an area with bamboo, and the bamboo has come back with a vengeance already. So bamboo burned up, but is coming back. A lot of green bamboo shooting up, which was neat to see. Granted, it'll probably all get ripped out come construction time, but that just seeing the sign of life made me happy. And just seeing the lot cleaned made me happy and sad at the same time. And just seeing my whole town and my neighborhood and driving by my church again. My church hasn't been touched. It's complete devastation. Our grocery store, our doctor's office, like every part of my life is gone. Gone, gone, gone. And nothing's been even close to rebuilt yet. They are still definitely in cleanup phase. So that was a tough thing. And I did go into the hardware store is open that didn't burn, which is weird because in the parking lot with the hardware store is Ralph's, and Ralph's completely burned to the ground. The hardware store did not, and it's open. And I went in there because there was stuff I needed for the apartment, and we'd been working at the apartment, and I was like, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to do every bit of business I can in my town with every little business is open. A couple of the restaurants are open. We went into one of there and had lunch, and then just trying to help my town out. And what sucks is I can't tell you, hey, you guys should go there and go to the few businesses that are open and hit them up because they need your help. You can't. You can't go there. You have to have a special pass to get in unless you're a looter, and then you can go there. But there was a lot of people there. The restaurant was absolutely busy. It was the weirdest thing. And no one's living in the Palisades right now. You can't. Everything's gone. I guess the Riviera, which is where the big golf course is, people are living there still. But when you get into Palisades proper, it is just devastation and no one's living there. And the houses that didn't burn are unlivable still at this point. They're doing some weird thing and I don't know what it is. It looks like a termite fumigation on those houses. And I know that's not what it is. And it's something to do with cleaning the air. And in our lot, once they scraped it out and it's just dirt, they sprayed this green stuff on it, which is now brown. And apparently that's supposed to soak it up. And it also helps with erosion and all of that. And they don't want our entire lot washing down the hill, which can happen. They did not take out our retaining walls for that purpose. So those are still there. And the trees are still there. And I think they want to get through whatever's left of this rainy season. Apparently it's raining today. I know it rained a little on Sunday morning. And we're going to have a little more rain this weekend. And there's another storm system coming our way to the West Coast. If you're an Angelino, that is about to happen. Here's a question I have. And it has nothing to do with douchebag protesters destroying your car. Are you a Tesla owner? Or do you know a Tesla owner? Because I have a question. I saw a Tesla, almost kill a lady who tried to kill herself, basically, is what it is. It was a very bad driver, a very, very bad driver. And she was in front of me, and I was coming home from work last week, and we were both making a left turn, and we're at the green light, and she decides there is a big-ass truck, and it is hauling ass. I'm going to guess, hauling ass 50, and we're on a surface street. It's going a little over 50, probably. And he's barreling at us, and she waits till it's about to cross into the intersection and she gasses the Tesla to make the left turn in front of it. Now, it was a douche move either way. There was no way there was not going to be an accident if this guy didn't brake hard, no matter what happened in this situation. But she goes to cut this guy off, and the Tesla, this is my question, I'm pretty sure I'm right in this. All of a sudden, she just stops dead in front of this guy, and this guy's barreling down on her, and he has to, like, slam on his brakes and swerve his car to keep from hitting her and go around her. And I'm like, why did she get, like, cut this guy off and then stop? And I realized she did not. She was just trying to cut this guy off and be an asshole driver. The Tesla sensed certain impact and yet stopped right in front of the danger. Rather than let her go, it sensed accident and the Tesla stopped. I could tell that's what happened because this girl immediately freaked out because she almost died and she had to pull over to the side of the road. And I think she pulled over to the side of the road to be like, what the F is wrong with my car? It just tried to kill me. And I'm pretty sure I'm right on this. I know Teslas will brake for accidents and they're very safe, but that was not safe. That driver was trying to do a bad thing and cut that truck off, and the car trying to save her from a collision stopped, but it stopped and made the possibility of collision way worse by stopping where it stopped. It was, I haven't seen that happen before, but I don't, never driven a Tesla. I know some people that have them, and I don't know. So, like I said, yeah, it has nothing to do with burning them up or throwing. I saw one in front of my apartment building on Saturday that had, like, looked like someone threw a grape juice at it or something. There was something splattered on the door. I'm like, God, what? Especially here in California, here's the one thing. I get the political ballyhoo behind those, but we're in California and Democrats were brainwashed to get electric cars. And just about every person in my neighborhood is a Democrat. It is the bluest blue town you've ever seen. When you would walk around there, the Harris wall signs you would see and the anti-Trump signs you would see everywhere in the Palisades. Yet, just about every house had a Tesla. So, if you're against Tesla now, chances are when you're vandalizing one, you're vandalizing one of someone who completely politically agrees with you. That's what I don't understand. I get more venting at a dealership or at, I'm not condoning that at all. I think you're a douchebag if you do that, but I understand that, but I don't understand vandalizing. It'd be like, I'm pissed at Trump, so I'm a Trump supporter, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to, because I'm a Trump supporter, I'm going to go out and vandalize big ass pickup trucks. Chances are those are your same people. It's the same thing. And it's like, well, why would you do that? I don't know. So I don't understand people going against. Remember, that's what changed my my vote on some big issues. Personal experience. I was down with, back in the day, there was one cause that I was totally for, which is kind of against my, if you have to say you're a party political belief, but I like to believe what I want to believe because I'm not a sheep. But I was like, yeah, most people that are politically viewed things like I do were against this issue, but I was for it. It didn't bother me at all. I'm like, all right, cool, I'm going to vote for it. And then there was this huge protest for it, and then they completely effed up my day, and I was like, I am voting against that on this upcoming ballot. And I did. I changed my point of view based on the douchebags that were out there protesting for that. It's weird. But if you're not a sheep and you think for yourself, you can do those things. You can change your vote. You can vote against what your party would do. I don't want to be a party. I want to be me, and I want to vote for what works for me. Oh, boy, look at me rambling on a political rant. That's not where I wanted to go with this. I wanted to get back to working out, being fat and happy. That's what I really want to do. I wish I could be fat and healthy and then not have to worry about being fat and happy, because I'm definitely happier when I'm fat. I know that because I'm well-fed and I'm just feeling good and things are awesome. But I'm not healthier when I am fat. That much I know. Just ask my doctor. You need to lose some weight? Did you know I'm an obesity doctor, too? Did you call me fat doctor? Because I will punch you in your face. Yeah. No. That's not what I was saying. Yeah, you shut the F up. All right. I'm going to post. I have a very good superhero picture of Ice in his superhero suit. I'm going to put that up on Instagram. Look for that. Plus the Instagram tip, just promoting this here show, which is the latest edition of Fat to Fit, or else I thank you for listening. I will talk to you again on Friday with a bonus pod. Until then, stay out of the rain, don't be a douchebag, and don't drive a Tesla in front of anybody or you'll get killed. I saw it with my own eyes. Okay, goodbye.